My mission is now to create an economic charter of rights. Okay, because economic charters of rights, you know, would, I guess, could eliminate poverty. So I want to talk about that. That shouldn't be lost. I have accumulated incredible experiences, right? I've been on a board on a number of universities. I've been on a corporate governance board of the New York Stock Exchange, been on the board of banks, hospitals, universities, et cetera, et cetera. So I've accumulated a lot of experiences. And imagine, you know, sometimes people wonder, how is it possible, right, to start in a garage, a one-man operator, and to create a company with 180,000 employees in 34 different countries, right? So my main reason why I came is to let people know, you know, that the divide between the very rich and the working class is huge, the divide. Okay, and we also should understand the world has always been dominated by the golden rule. Who is the gold makes the rule. The world still is dominated by the golden rule. Years, generations ago, you know, when the king had a castle up the hill, when he taxed the farmers too much, he had revolutions. Now you don't see the kings anymore. They might be in Hawaii, they might be in Beverly Hills, they might be in Monaco, but it's still there. And the very rich don't want to share the profits with workers. And I'm saying a country can only function if they have an economic charter of rights. This is the tax code, huh? There is, you know, using sometimes as an example, one paragraph out of the tax code, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of those paragraphs in there. One is more convoluted than the other. We have thousands or hundreds of thousands of special tax lawyers, right? Which always try to find new loopholes, right? No country, no society can do well if they don't know the rules and if it's not run properly, right? Okay, so here, this heavy book serves special interest groups. And I'm saying, look, the tax system should be black and white, no more loopholes. You know, now we're talking a lot about the capital gains tax. Income is income is income. It shouldn't matter where it came from. And if you have more income, you got to be taxed more. But it's got to be black and white. A high school student should be able to fill out the tax one. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, society cannot function. So naturally, there's a few hundred thousand special tax lawyers which work the whole year to find new loopholes for their clients, so they will have to pay very little tax. So there would be a lot of unhappy people, right? But on the other hand, you cannot, let me simplify it. Like, there's more statistics in the States, right? 2% of the people in the States hold about more than 50% of all the wealth. So the 2% basically dictating to the 98%, you know, what their life should be. You have that here too, so you cannot go on, right? Because, you know, what about the kids, what the people have? How can they pay back that debt? It's practically impossible, right? That's having, like, when you have a house, right? When parents have a house, and let's say the house has a market value of $500,000 and the mortgage is $1 million. The kids, if they would inherit, they would walk away and say, look, we cannot pay that. But when a country is stepped, you cannot walk away. You have to pay it. So this, what answer do we give our kids, right? I think we're reaching now close to $2 trillion, right? Our interest payments, just to serve the interest a day, is close to about $150 million. So where will that end? So I bring forward, I think I've accumulated so much experience. I met everybody, in the world, right, from all the presidents, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been blessed. And I'm saying, look, when we are young, we all hustle a bit to make some monies that we can live in dignity. And so I have over 400 factories in 34 different countries. I could live in any one of those countries in dignity, but Canada's been great to me, great people, and I put it in my mind that I will bring forward what we should do, that Canada will get back on a sound economic base. The world has always been dominated by the golden rule. The people which have the gold, the money, they make the rules. And they don't want to share the profits with the workers. And those are the people which, there might be many of those that say, what's the Stormer guy saying, that we need an economic charter of rights, right? Look, the funny thing is, all people agree, all politicians agree, all business people agree, most people agree, if the economy doesn't work, nothing else will work. It's the economy, the economy, the economy. If the economy doesn't work, you cannot feed the hungry, you cannot look after the most fragile people, the elderly, the sick, and the handicapped. But we do not talk what drives the economy. Isn't that strange? It's so strange because for the simple reason, if we would educate the kids in school and people, then you cannot manipulate them. That's why the living standards go back like crazy. Okay? So the economy is driven by three forces. Smart managers, hardworking employees, and investors. The message I want to get across loud and clear is, workers have a moral right to some of the profits to help to generate. Without workers, you can't make a profit. So why don't we create economic charters of rights? When I put in the corporate constitution at Magna, the foremost principle in our corporate constitution was we predetermined what we do with the profits. 20% of the profits went to the shareholders, 6% went to 10% to the workers, over and above their wages, 6% to management, 7% to research, and 2% to charity. When we put in the corporate constitution, and employees could see in a tangible way, they could get a portion of the profits, we released an energy of unthought proportions. You know, our profits went up the first year 40%, the second year 100%, the third year 200%. So by doing that, we could eliminate, workers can participate in profits, we could eliminate that. And most of all, we could eliminate poverty. And we have so much poverty.
How do you feel about the direction of our country then?
Well, the direction of the country is, we got to answer that to our young kids. With the debt we leave behind, the bureaucracy we have, for instance, I've gone very heavily in the food industry, right? Because I think I'm a very blessed person. And a number of years ago, about 12 years ago, I assessed, I said early on, when you're young, you'll be a hustler to make some money so that you can live in dignity. But again, I assessed myself and I said I should get out of the big car business because the big cars, they contribute to a lot of greenhouse gases, etc. So I said I should be something else, and I decided to go into agriculture because I noticed pretty well all the kids had allergies. All the kids, stage 2 diabetics on the rise like crazy. The more I got into the agriculture, the more I could see this chemical jungle. 95% of the food eaten in Canada or in the United States, in North America, comes from industrial farms. And when I, the more I got into the agriculture, the more I could see this chemical jungle, you know. They said 95% of the food didn't come from industrial farms. And in industrial farms, you see no more eagles fly. Why? There's no more rabbits. There's no more pheasants. We spray everything. The fungicide, the pesticides. We poison our cats. We don't talk about it. They're sick. Stage 2 diabetics, autism. Okay? No kid can grow up healthy and happy if they eat that all those chemicals, okay? So what are we going to do that our kids grow up healthy and happy? Part of the corporate constitution is, that's point 7 of the 7 principles to the economic charter of rights. No Canadian kid should go to school hungry. That means breakfast got to be served. No Canadian kid should leave the school hungry. That means lunch has got to be served. And by law, the food would have to be organic. A lot of people would say, we cannot afford that. Okay, especially politicians. Otherwise, they never brought it up that we poison our kids, right? Okay. The medical costs, a lot more. It's billions and billions. What if we would... If you were to grow organic food, we would eliminate those sicknesses to a great extent, right? So the saving would be enormous. The economy don't make things anymore, okay? We don't make things anymore. And only by making things that you could create a better living standard. If you go in any large department store, you hardly see any products made in Canada or the United States. You know, every time there's a new building built, it's a warehouse. Okay, we going down. We got to wake up. It's very, very serious. People don't understand the economy. Governments don't understand the economy. And so when I look back at the economy, we'll call it in politics, the foremost politician, I would call him a statesman, was Winston Churchill, right? Winston Churchill in his later years says, goddamn politician, goddamn politics. The parliament doesn't work. It's only politics. We need a chamber of citizens to make parliament work. So the system is wrong. I'm not pointing fingers at people, right? I'm not pointing the fingers at the bureaucracy, because in a civilized country, every citizen's got the right to get a job, whatever the openings are. The system doesn't function, huh? You know, if no politician will come forward with something new, if he come forward with something new, he can be criticized, and you'd be defeated. So if so many good politicians, they want to change and they bring things forward, the older politicians say, you can't say that. We won't be elected. So you go the same thing. It's just a name calling it, the same thing every year. You create the budgets are not balanced. Every year that gets bigger and bigger. Every year we import more and more and export less and less. So it's... Look, the fridge is going to be half empty, and mothers will ask, how do I going to feed my kids next week? Okay, those are the serious questions we have to answer. It's the economy, the economy, the economy. If the economy doesn't work, it cannot feed the hungry. It cannot look after the most fragile, the elderly, the sick, and the handicapped. But we don't talk about what's the economy. It's strange. There's something wrong. I want to see Canada being the first country in the world which will adopt an economic charter. Okay, the first country. I hope I will. I hope I will. But the one thing I know, I opened the door to an economic charter of rights, and you cannot close the door. It will come. Okay, people will wake up. And the very rich got to say, look, we got to share with the workers. Otherwise... So in essence, what I recommend is The golden rule, you know, is dominates, right? The world was always dominated by the golden rule. So the question is, how can we dismantle the chains of dominations? Not via violent revolutions, via revolution of the mind, via economic charters of rights. And I'm not saying we should take away from the rich. All what I'm saying is, employees gotta have a chance to participate in baking the economic pie. Without employees, we can't make a profit. So we're neglecting that. We're neglecting that. In our school system, we don't think that you could easily be in business, that easily look, if you're not economically free, you're not a free person. It's a shame that only a small percentage is economically free. What do I mean by economically free? I think when people walk about 30 or 40 years, they should have enough saved that they own their own small house, and maybe have $100,000 in the bank to supplement their pension, and let them choose their own road to happiness. Let everybody choose their own road to happiness, right? And do not prevent that other people also can choose their own road to happiness, right? So we got to talk about those things. It's the economy. We have a major problem, and again, people got to be aware they're dominated by the golden rule, okay? The people which have the money still have a huge say in all aspects, okay?
Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Strana.
Great. Last thing to people, right, or especially to young people, focus on today to stay alive. But leave the door open for tomorrow and follow your dreams and be guided by your conscience. God bless Canada.
Thank you.
Okay.